Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
No, thank you, Charge, and thank you for the daughter book moment that was today.
I can't believe it's been a year.
Right? Every time you hear that, you're like, wow, it has been a year. And it has. Paul Charchian joined us on the show. Mike Florio from ProFootballTalk.com. Sam Monson from Pro Football Focus. That was earlier today as well. Our producers are Jay Zawoski and Rick Camp. Great job, guys, no matter what sports you look like. Ray Diaz does fine work. Brian Gersh does the video stream and does it well. I watch 670thescore.com. Thank you to Joe Ostrowski and Mark Grody, who had updates. Tomorrow, Hub Arkish, Rich Campbell. Whom do you prefer? Overs and unders. And our guest celebrity picker is comedian Jim Brewer. That's tomorrow.
See if we can get more Chappelle stories out of him.
Yeah, to find something incredibly sad to talk about with him before we make him take picks. Our initial thought is the Mets pitching staff.
It's true. Aww. It's a tradition. Yeah.
That might be too low.
Yeah.
Even too for sad. Us. Yeah. Guys, bring it to 9/11. I'm too sad about that.
Bernstein and Goff are here. How's it going, guys? You have fun yesterday?
We did. Look, how can we not? How can we not? Did you have fun?
I had a great time. What are you laughing at, Jay?
This dude is throwing alley-oops. Just get to what you want to talk about. Don't play these games. Get to what you want to talk about.
I enjoyed the first part of the alley.
Fun yesterday. And the fact that you're smiling like that, know exactly where this is going.
Of course I have a point of entry in.
Who's slamming it down?
The speaking of you.
We had some fun at your expense today, Dan, because I enjoyed very thoroughly the hour yesterday. But Campy, can you play the question to Terry that just blew my mind, please? I loved it so much, and your conclusion was, wow!
I couldn't believe three people could live in there.
Yeah,
talk about squalor!
And so we were having fun with other follow-up questions that Dan could have asked, like is that just the stable for your daughter's pony? Right. Is that the wine cellar?
So this is just because you didn't want to brag, and this was just the carriage at the front of the street.
Yeah.
And does Blue Apron even deliver there?
Yeah. Do you guys have numbers on that house?
I couldn't believe it.
You know, we know.
And the fact that it's that was a recent photo.
Yes, the house is still there.
It's still there. And somebody
they didn't demolish it.
Is that some child's playland?
Where do you keep the fine meats and cheeses?
What do you do?
So we had to have some fun with it, Jay.
Yeah. Hey, you guys had fun yesterday? So we could be like, yeah, it was a great time. Memories, all these other things. Well,
but I mean,
hit it, Campy.
How far back? Because we saw the picture. We actually tweeted the picture out from the book. Because it's like, it looked like a little house, but, it's a house. Or did it not go back at all? Like, is that?
If that's small, then he would have. Yeah, I've seen some small places. Mm-hmm. I've lived in one, to be honest with you. And when we first moved to Rogers Park from the south side, woo, doggies. But I was happy to be on the north side, though. Everything was good.
Was it an apartment or was it a freestanding single-family home? Like, I know apartments can be small.
Yeah, it was an apartment.
Okay, but then so it wasn't like an actual full home with a foundation and everything right there.
Yeah, no.
Do the Sharps have six boys and girls in a two-room home in South Carolina? Shannon and Sterling.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think they grew up in...
Jameis Winston.
Well, no.
That
no.
story.
Well, with the Roaches.
Yeah, but how many people were living there? Yeah, like 25 people.
Yeah.
And the Roaches.
Yeah, sleeping head to toe. Any of you in here ever slept head to toe in a bed with several people?
I have not. My mom did. My mom grew up that way. Grew up in a tiny little man. Place.
My dad grew up more people in the house than rooms in the house. Mm-hmm. And so, instilled that. And then, shared a bed with, siblings in a but not in my house I always had my own room.
My in-laws grew up that way in the Bronx. They had in the tenements when everybody was sort of packed in there, but not in a single freestanding house.
No, I know that looked like a shed in Deerfield. I get it.
Isn't there a fad now with people living in tiny homes? Isn't that a thing?
Yes, there is,
especially in New York. where everything is $1 million a month for rent. Yeah, it's cool to have that one room place or efficiency.
Right.
Where you're, you
it's like an Airbnb style thing, too. People do it for traveling around, like
there's
tiny houses.
There's a place in Michigan, I think, called Tiny House.
Even in rural areas, I thought that people were just living in tiny homes because they want to.
Think about that. We've like, you know, you're now the fetishized squalor. We have like co-opted. You're squalor.
Appropriating poverty.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the new.
That's charming.
Those are the new suspenders.
There's a on vacation.
I swear to God, I think there's a reality show on
there. Tiny houses.
I too would like to say that I once lived in some struggle.
It's crazy, man. Absolutely crazy.
How much can I spend to stay as small as possible?
Does anyone have Spam on hand, please?
I want to live on the other
half. Nothing wrong with Spam.
Yeah, yeah. Cutting up hot dogs and rice. You're like, oh, I'm not going to cut up hot dogs tonight.
What's funny is that, isn't that kind of what we do if we go camping? We're like, oh, I'm going to go out and rough it. That's right. I'm going to remind myself what it was like to live
Wi-Fi.
Off the land.
No Wi-Fi.
No in-ground plumbing.
Dude, I remember one of the first times I went camping was down in southern Illinois in Carbondale in Giant City. Right?
Okay. All right.
Beautiful, but just like 98 degrees and just awful. And I'm like, what am I doing? And night two,
oh, yeah,
we went to the lodge. We went to the lodge and I took a picture of the air conditioning unit. I was so happy.
Oh my God.
Thank God.
Oh, 76. Right. Come on in.
Now, don't get me wrong.
I made it through one night.
Being outside is great. Fishing, hiking, nature, the actual camping.
Fire with some rocks.
Sleeping on the ground.
The actual sleeping on the ground. And the other thing.
Can I get a lighter over here, please?
Mosquitoes are a scourge. Yeah. They ruin everything.
Yeah.
Bears too, but more so mosquitoes. It's just a deal breaker at this point. You know, when you're young and you're with your cabin mates and you're out in the wilderness, it's kind of a thing.
Yeah.
And then when you're old, it's like the families. It's like, yeah, we're going camping as a family. Like what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, not interested.
Mosquitoes are the worst. Your first trip to Belize, I tell anybody this. Your first trip. Make sure you book a second trip because the first trip, the mosquitoes are at the airport waiting on you. Like, oh,
I'm holding up squirrels with your name.
Dude, the first time I remember as a child, the first time I went, the first day I was covered. And then the next year I went, they didn't bother me. Nicole went this last time.
Do they remember you?
I'm telling you now.
They tasted you already?
We're good. It's like 31 flavors out here.
Last year's model.
I'm telling you now. You go the first time, make sure you book that second trip because the first time they are going to kill you every time.
How do they know it's your first time?
I don't
time?
Know, brother. They've got like a barcode or something.
They scan you. And,
right. I've been to Belize 12 times.
And you only had a mosquito problem the first time?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Because, after
science,
a while, you holler at the chief and you say, hey, man, tell your boys to calm the hell down.
How do you know who the chief mosquito is? I'm picturing a huge one.
Well, he's got a big
alien.
Right, he's got a big Belican beer in his hand. You know, he's got a pot belly. He's sitting out. He's selling tabletas.
You spot him.
Yeah, exactly. You just roll up and give him $5. Yeah, exactly.
What are
you sacrifice one dude.
Come kiss the ring. Here, take my little brother.
What are tabletas?
Confectionaries? Okay. Yeah. So, just little bars, you can mess around and gnaw on for a couple hours or so. Yeah. Oh, man, now I want to go back to Belize. You know what? We should do a show trip, a station trip. If Mully and Hanley,
sound great.
If Mully and Hanley are going
make it
to
warm.
If Mully and
win
Hanley
the warm.
Are going to Punta Cana, damn it! I feel like the midday show
and the
afternoon drive show should go to Belize. My dad will set up the security.
I was just gonna say, we got governmental escorts.
Yeah, we good
right?
money.
Yeah, and as long as we don't go with Mully and Hanley, I'm all good.
we're good. Perfect. We're good. They're still trying to figure out how to pronounce Punta Cana correctly. Exactly. So we'll send them there, and then we'll go to Belize. I got a couple of villages we can hang out.
Oh, I'm in.
Nice.
You ever go on?
Thanks for the invite.
I went on a nice vacation in Mexico once in my life, like to a nice resort, like the all-inclusive thing. It was amazing. But I was like the culture that of the commerce. When you get picked up at the airport, and people are like fighting over who to give a ride to, and which ride service you're going
to
take.
Person.
Oh man!
They tell you on the plane. They tell you on the plane, like, yo. if these kinds of people are saying this to you, don't take their services.
Right.
Because they're either going to take you somewhere to get robbed or rob you while you're in the car.
Have you heard what's been happening? It's either TripAdvisor or one of the other websites. They've been scrubbing reviews of some resorts in Mexico where multiple sexual assaults have occurred. And they've
like Orbitz or something?
I want to say it was TripAdvisor, but they pulled these reviews.
It burns. He's taking the fun out of Mexican vacations.
Yeah, no, but it's a serious problem. There are some areas where it's horrifying, rampant, and people are being drugged with bad liquor. Mm-hmm. What they think is tequila. There are people who are having all sorts of hallucinations.
Oh my God.
Waking up in not knowing what happened to them, with everything gone,
it's like a
family members
lakes.
Gone. It's just you got to really be careful with some of these resort towns now, because that stuff's real. It's not urban myth stuff. This is real.
That's when you go out of town, you got to make sure that you read up as much as you possibly can, and you make sure that if you do know anyone who knows a local, that you contact that local as soon as you touch down, in case you're feeling any kind of way, any instinct like, all right, this isn't right.
And make copies of your passport and make sure that the hotel has copies of your passport and other people you know
especially
have copies of your passport.
Beware the gypsies when it comes to your passport. Just beware. Gypsies stole my passport when I was in Ireland. I was in Dublin. It happened.
Either that or the Jameson.
It's either that or I left it at the gift shop. Where I bought
one of the two.
One of those two things. I'm convinced, though, it was the gypsies.
I'm having an issue with leaving my wallet places.
Why?
Just get a big one like mine.
Oh, no. I can't say.
You got that brick phone.
Get a chain.
Like it'll be in my gym bag, and then it'll be in the between the seats.
Mine
in the car.
Is in the same pocket at all times.
I always keep it in the same pocket. But
why are you transferring?
And I always do the Peter Falk. I always, check.
Okay, all right.
Phone wall keys. Yeah, phone wall keys.
I understand, but there's sometimes when you're like, I just paid for something. It's got to be on me. Mm. And then, you get home and you're like, uh-oh, I need to go back to the Dunkin' Donuts on State Street. things might run afoul here soon. Or in Michigan, actually.
I will occasionally leave
my hoodies and jackets and coats. Yeah, that's true. Like extra pockets.
With the hoodie pocket this time of year, when I'm starting to wear hoodies again, I will walk around the house for 15 minutes looking for my keys.
Yeah, and they're right there on you.
I used to like hoodie pockets, but they're not that good.
They're not deep enough. They're not deep enough.
I like the early stuff
90
better.
Seconds. Hey, which was your favorite shot clock violation last night?
You have a favorite quarter?
We
decided the one
so awful.
The shot clock violation that came out of the timeout.
Always great. My favorite turnover, though, was the Jerry and Grant inbounds to Denzel Valentine, with Denzel's like, I'm not going to cut that way. And then Denzel looks over like, these guys can't play.
Wow.
Like, Denzel hit a couple of shots and was like, you know what? You guys need to get your act together.
How about Denzel?
Jerry and Grant is clown school.
Oh, it's terrible.
How about Denzel purposefully, probably, waiting until after the buzzer to launch three?
Yeah.
So he doesn't hurt his shooting
percentage?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They know
they have true shooting percentage now, and like smart GMs don't factor that in.
You want to see a guy get mad? Let a guy get the ball with 4 seconds left on the shot clock with no rhythm. Because that is either going to be a bad shot or a turnover. It happened to Russell last night.
Remember who told us about that? It was Jason Williams. Jay Williams said that Jalen used to do him like that. Jalen Rose would be dribble, 10 seconds. All right, here you go. And then Jay Williams has the ball with 3 seconds on the shot clock. He's like, really? You're doing this to me again and
Sam
again and
Mitchell
again?
Mitchell used to tell me about Reggie Miller and how him and Reggie used to fight after the game sometimes, because Reggie would shoot the ball for 3 quarters and then in the fourth quarter try to find Sam, and Sam with like 4 or 5 seconds left, and Sam would immediately pass it right back to him.
Potato.
And like, hey, you ain't found me for 3 damn quarters. You ain't gonna find me in the fourth, so my ass could be on the
that
front
was
page.
Our boss for another couple days, Tim Pullman, played college basketball with Dayton and Jim Paxson. John's brother Jim. And he said Jim Paxson's nickname was Right Back. Because every time Jim Paxson would pass you the ball, like, right back, right back.
You're damn right.
It's just hilarious. Right. And he said they still call each other. They still call Jim Paxson right back.
That's great.
Is that great?
You're here if I lose my dribble. That's the only
That's it.
The other bad team move or bad teammate move that I like was the C.J. Watson.
And it was on that one really good Thibs team where they had that great defensive second
with his girlfriend.
Where he let Omar take the free throws? Omar Asik take the free throws?
At the end of the playoff game?
Oh, that was
I loved
that's what I thought you
that
meant.
That was when Derek got hurt a couple of games
exactly.
earlier.
Yes, and but, he let Omar take the fall, go to the line.
That was the end of our dreams, as fans.
The C.J. Watson move. The C.J. Watson move is when he would see his replacement coming down to the scorer's table, immediate three-pointer from wherever he was.
Up. Yeah.
Every single time.
Why?
He would look over.
I got to get one in before
I go. Exactly. It's like he knows he's coming out, and he would just fire, regardless of score or situation. And it was you could set your watch to it.
That's awesome.
Brutal.
Yes.
Yeah. See? Look at the awesome. Reaction.
It's awesome.
That's
fantastic.
It's fantastic. I respect the hell out of it.
Get off my basketball lawn, Spiegel, over here.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We got a bunch of basketball kind of stuff today. I've got an unbelievable basketball story that is funny that a friend of mine told me about and then was back in the news as one of the people in the story just passed away a couple days ago. So now the story's being redone as part of his obituary. And we're going to play a game also, among other things we're doing today. It's going to be Jason Goff, Bulls Detective. I've set this up. I've been working on
this. Are you aware of this, Jason Goff?
He is.
Come on, it's the show meeting right here.
Okay. It's a brief little game, and everybody's going to play along.
Sure.
It's going to be Jason Goff, Bulls Detective.
Okay. Do I have death sentence power?
No, you get the giant magnifying glass.
Oh, and do I get the trench coat?
You get the trench coat.
Nothing on underneath.
What's the actual name of the Sherlock Holmes double billed hat? I know it has a name.
The Jesse
Fox. No, is it called a fox catcher?
It's the Ray Rainer Cubs Sox Jesse.
No, it's got a name. I want to say it's like a fox catcher or fox hunter.
So many stupid things.
But you get that hat also.
Deerstalker.
Cool. Deerstalker. Thank you.
That's no ridiculous.
Problem. That's
Thank
the name
you.
Of
That's
the
an
hat.
An awful name.
I guess fox catcher was wrong, but I was my brain
fox
was
catchers,
you're right there.
That's the movie. About the wrestling,
the wrestling coach.
About John
with
Paul.
Steve Carell.
DuPont, yes.
Deer stalker thing. Why is that not
the fox catcher hat? Completely different.
Yeah, that hat's weird.
Mosquitoes, fox catcher, deer.
That's like a homoerotic murderous hat.
That's a great miss on my part. It's like animal of some kind of verb form.
Don't you remember?
It's an octopus wrangler, I believe.
This just got broken.
You know the thing with the concrete termites.
Lost all vocabulary. Right. It's like if my wife were here, she would just shout it out. I say, well, honey, the thing. Yes.
Yes. Right. Well, it's like I love that when our brains work that way. You remember the day I was trying to thank Mark Schanowski from CSN? It was Comcast Sportsnet, and I said Mark Schanowski from Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Sometimes the wires just
they get a little crossed.
Okay. I got some basketball stuff for you too, because last night was another really good basketball night. I truly wish the Bulls played in the NBA
because Embiid plays in the NBA.
Well, because not just Embiid, just
everybody on that floor,
dude. Everybody on the damn league last night was awesome. Everyone in the league last night was awesome,
except Lonzo Ball.
Well, that's part of the awesomeness. I'm going to talk about that.
He's terrible.
Well, I think Daddy's learning a lesson that he should apply to LaMelo. I think he's learning that right now, that these are grown men who hold grudges like none other.
There are
no athletes.
And can act on it.
There are no athletes that hold grudges.
Who could have
like
seen that coming? Except everybody.
Right.
Who see that coming? Right, exactly. That is that he would force his son to battle physically and psychologically with a rookie season that was going to be hard enough already.
And now it's going to spill over into that locker room like everyone predicted. Because you are waking lying dogs right now, messing around. And guys just want to come in, have their party in your city, maybe play three quarters of basketball and bounce. Dudes are coming in there ready and giving it to dudes. And Julius Randle caught all of that LeVar Ball love.
Because they sat Lonzo for the fourth quarter,
LeVar
right?
LeVar is talking that trash. Julius was getting at work because of it.
Wow.
I'm telling you, man, it's real out there. You got to be careful messing around thinking that everything's a reality show. Your son is getting punked out there on a nightly basis.
So we got the detective, and who else is coming on today?
Zach Zaidman will have Bears, and Pete Futek will have college football stuff, and we're efforting some other things as well. You never know.
Sounds good. It's Bernstein and Goff on the score.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.